All right, get strapped in. Let's get going here in just a moment. Yeah, this is a special coup edition of the Fireside Chat. Actually, our fearless leader was up late last night filling out his space paperwork, so we have given him very well-earned rest today. All right. Let's dig into business. As always, if you've got anything to say, any questions to ask, fire them off in Elysium. I'll keep an eye on that while we're moving through this. I am told those of you that have purchased war bonds will see those account balances begin showing up any day now. I am told that the release of the war bond program is imminent. So just keep an eye on it. Please don't bother the finance dudes. They are extremely busy in the war bond matrix right now. The program is a resounding success, just absolutely unbelievable. The amount of faith you folks have in your space tribe. So thanks for everybody who participated. You should end up catching those coming your way very, very soon. And if you have any questions about that, obviously that's a Alliance finance issue. So you can wrap with that crew or check the posts for information. They do a pretty good job of keeping that stuff updated for you. All right, as you've noticed, I have the number 337 written down like five times in my notes. So let me just try to put this into words. The amount of ships that we continue to have trapped on the M2TAC grid is mind-boggling. We've accounted for the number of Titans. You've gotten familiar with that number. It was 337, I feel like, but I follow Z-Kill on Twitter, so I see the big kills as they go by, and I am certain that we have gotten a few of those this week. So the 337 is probably more like 335 at this point, if I had to guess. Keep it up. To put this in perspective, the value of the ships that you have trapped on grid there exceed by a pretty wide margin the entirety of our structure holdings in Delve, Quirius, period basis, all that stuff. So let's perform accordingly. The war, as it was, 2, 3 weeks ago, had kind of got into the doldrums where it was fights over iHubs, trying to put up jammers, grinding things out. That was before we were handed an absolutely unbelievable gift in the form of the greatest strategic military blunder in the history of EVE Online. We now sit on top of those helpless ass ships. Those pilots are obviously extremely frustrated. We've seen from the enemy that hostile intel lights up like a Christmas tree. Anybody starts talking about M2 tech and how much it absolutely sucks for them. Let's make sure to keep this thing going. We've got all the momentum behind us right now. You're watching us win Fazisov contest, the likes of which we probably wouldn't have won several weeks back or several months back. So we've got the tailwind at this point. Let's not do anything stupid. If you don't already have a jump clone available for yourself in the M2 Tech Keepstar, go ahead and make sure you get one set up. If you've got a spare, like a ratting Nidhogger or Archon from back in the day or something like that, I would really consider dropping that thing in that Keepstar and leaving it. Obviously, if shit hits the fan, we'll be jumping big ships in there to boogie. But having, a carrier or something like that, I know myself, I've been rocking a armor fit Nidhogger that's basically just a bunch of drone navs in the mids. So you got fighters screaming at 15 kilometers a second as they're moving around. Incredibly handy ships to have. So let's keep it up. Let's not lose interest in the camp. You're going to see the enemy continue to try to modify the approach that they use to come at it. We'll continue to modify our response, obviously, accordingly. These questions don't even make sense. I have no idea what you mean. 39p to 1DQ is usually not going to be a safe route to run in its entirety. I don't know what you're asking. Don't do snowflake shit on the camp. It's significantly more difficult for us to maintain sort of the critical mass required on the camp if you've got a bunch of stupid stuff that you're undocking or doing with it. Obviously, with Titans, you don't want to be doomsday and don't get yourself set up for a dread bomb. As you saw with that Revenant we blew up a month or two ago, it's entirely possible for a motivated group to kill a big giant ship on a Keepstar grid. It can be done. So don't be that person. Make smarter decisions than that. Grid itself, I don't know, it's kind of a sight to behold. If you see somebody plinking away at bubbles or something like that, let's just make sure we kind of work with the standing fleet to take care of that. Somebody just said in Elysium, don't jump to jump beacons. Never do that. Don't be that dumb. That's just an awful, awful look in this day and age. You should have never gotten comfortable doing that back in the day. You should absolutely not be comfortable doing that when you're coalition is being invaded. That's just full Dumbo laziness. We've got standing sinos all over the place these days that are kept up. So, I mean, ultimately, you should have your own recon ship on an alt to be able to move your super around. But you are bad, and you should feel bad if that's you. I don't know the answer to that, Chris. Maybe that's a military decision. All right. On that note, obviously these iHelp contests are getting important as we start to reset timers and things like that. It's a big deal. We have a group that manages that, GSFOE, that's the Forward Intosis group. They've got a post up in the recruitment center. Check it out. Somebody could probably link that for you in Elysium now if that's of interest. Keeping that stuff organized is very, very important. You know, it's wild because even on a day like today, as a FOSI contest is kind of playing out, we're always kind of honing and dialing in our approach. It is certainly not something that anybody has total and complete mastery of, but that group in particular is really, really good at what they do. And if you know that kind of stuff is of interest to you, maybe you've been looking to find your place in the alliance and in trying to help with the war stuff. That's a great place to go, great place to look. And once you get the hang of it, it's a pretty consistent job. Yeah, we've got a little while on those iHubs, but that stuff's all future plans. So speculating on it is fine. The alliance tends to make pretty good decisions when it comes to that stuff. So we'll leave it up to those respective groups to make sure that they position us for success. We even when it's quiet, we're always talking about what we can do to improve our situation any way that we possibly can. So all that stuff is always under consideration. If you've got a brilliant idea, obviously you could float that up through your court leadership and they can take it to the Kremlin, etc. I know today we had a couple monster bomb runs, so hats off to the initiative and EVE-RO. I saw a Serb fleet get deleted a little while ago. That was very, very nice to see. Those are an incredibly asymmetrical way to fight with people. And as has been evidenced in the last 24 hours, it can be incredibly effective even when you don't have a ton of people. Those weren't 40 or 50 person bomb runs, I don't think, that got the job done. So pretty incredible to be able to pull that off. Light Monk, I would say, I believe one of those died. So I'd say so. As far as that little trickery is concerned, Rat Knight has a multi-buy guide and a market stock tracker. Rat Knight of the G Ship program. I think he was going to either link that or ping that out for you all. Please do check it out. We are doing that whole farm to table thing these days where we are trying to, just make sure that our production is lining up with our needs as far as sourcing ships and stuff is concerned. Cuddle time, that's a military call. That stuff, obviously, they're talking about that stuff all the time. The military, and it is very difficult to tell where the military ends and the alliance logistics begins. Those groups are in good contact. They will do the needful. Yeah, I know. All right. Well, hey, you're not gonna let me go on this one. So happy sixth birthday to the grand experiment Karma Fleet. It's been a fun ride. Apple Pear, do I have a fish story? I do have a fish story. I have a fish called a rope fish. It looks like a big giant eel. Rope fishes are lungfish. I do some fish keeping, an amateur fish keeper myself. Rope fish is a fish that needs to breathe air. I think they call it a lung fish or something like that. They're you know, they live underwater, but they do need to come up and take gulps of air once in a while. The rope fish eats not like your flake fish food, like what Mittens, what's it, Pete or something like that? No, not like Pete eats. Rope fish eats these bloodworm. They're repulsive, disgusting creatures, and it absolutely loves them. One time we were doing a fleet, and I've got the aquarium next to me just so I can look at it while we're sitting around screwing around. And I drop, like, these things come in like a freeze-dried almost block. And it was a choking hazard. In retrospect, it was a choking hazard. So I dropped the damn thing in, and ropefish can't see very well. They go by smell. So it's kind of trying to track it down, and it just gulps this thing down. And the next thing I look over, and it just doesn't look right. It's thrashing around more than it like ever traditionally would thrash around. It's not the most active fish. It just doesn't look right. And that block is like wedged in its throat. So mid FCing a fleet, I reach my hand in the tank, grab the rope fish, pull the shit out from its mouth, put it back in the water. It was like, I basically Heimlicked a fish. I don't know, maybe I'm giving myself not enough credit being a amateur fish keeper, but it was wild. We talk about that all the time because we kind of talked through that as a group. Well, I was like, should I get it out or something? Like, he seems like it's in trouble. So yeah, that was it. Listen, Pac, I had 75 people ask me to tell a fish story. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, that happened. Anybody have any more questions before we wrap it up for the day? This is a day of celebration. It's Saturday. That means it's party time. That means your Battle Bard Mine 1 will be spinning for us later this evening. Today for the meta show, I am told that Innit Fleet Commander, Dark Shines, as well as Quisha from the Bastion, or Quisha, I'm not sure about that, sorry, will be on the meta show. I will be co-hosting with none other than Brisk Rubal. Hopefully you can make it. Keisha. Okay, Keisha. That's cool. Bill, I have no idea. Golden ticket. Hey, that's a future plans thing. We're not going to talk about the status of the golden ticket. Yeah, hopefully somebody got bingo. Maybe the market, sell order the market. Seems like a good idea. If it's of a profound amount, maybe just put a post on S-Mart. No, Mittens is fine. He's good. You'll see him later, I'm sure. Can you buy one of the Titans that are trapped? That's a really good question. I don't know the answer to that. It seems like it would be difficult. Can you get a credible third party to work out that transaction without the 500 goons on the undock shooting it before you get in it? I don't know. Sounds sketchy. Sadis, we have not given thought to that. I'm glad you brought that up, though. We should. It does not have a name. Naming is open. I already did the fish story, and it was upsetting, so we'll move on. My best impression of Mittens? Boy, that's hard. Holy shit. I do some good impressions of some leadership in EVE Online, I can tell you that. I can't, if I could conjure like a old timey Southern gentleman accent, that would be like my, you know, when Mittens is really getting flouncy, he sort of shifts into that gear. He starts talking like he's, yes, Billy, you are right on the money there. You never know what Mittens is going to show up. We talk about that all the time, you know. Sometimes you get Mittens who, like, just got done, like, reading a book about fish that taught him something important about management that he's going to, like, try to impose on his face tribe. Other times you get Mittens, like, that trash talk drive-by where he's just basically, I want you to suffer. You're going to suffer. I will twist the knife. He just, I don't know. He's, it is what it is. Other times you just get like the Tildy machine gun. Yeah, right. He was great in trash talk. Yep, wake up in M2. Wake up in M2. Pay attention. Let's wrap it up with that. We got space work to do. Nice seeing everybody. Have a great weekend. Have a fun and safe Saturday night. We'll catch you later.